Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. We know our working habits have changed as a result of the dramatic shift to working from home. But just how have they changed? How are our work practices changing? How are our time spent in meetings changing? How are our methods of communication changing? And even more importantly, how are our work hours changing? We feel like we're working more, maybe working all the time. We're spending all our days on Zoom calls. But have we really taken time to analyze it? Well, the folks at Microsoft have. They've analyzed the remote work habits of more than 350 of their employees during the pandemic, and they've shared some of the results recently. To perform the study, Microsoft looked at aggregated anonymized email, calendar, and instant messaging data, as well as employee-submitted comments from their 350-plus remote workers, to understand how collaboration patterns and work habits have changed in the recent months compared to the pre-pandemic times. The first finding, and this is probably unsurprising, remote work has forced their employees to collaborate more. They're spending about 10% more time in meetings each week. But meetings are actually changing in their average duration. 22% more meetings are 30 minutes or less, and there are 11% fewer meetings of longer than 1 hour. And that could be definitely attributed to so-called Zoom fatigue. We just can't spend hours and hours on end staring at the screen in a video conference call. A second finding, the shift to remote work has forced their managers to take a more active role in communicating within and across teams. They found a 115% increase in instant messages that managers are sending, compared to only a 50% increase for others on the team. And finally, and another significant change for these employees who have been working from home, they report that they're working longer and more fluid hours during the pandemic. They feel like a new, quote, night shift has taken root, where employees are using this time at night after hours to catch up on work, and not just individual work. The amount of instant messages sent between 6 p.m. and midnight has increased by 52%. This is kind of a bad sign in some ways. We all realize that everybody's home all the time, and maybe we feel less funny or strange about sending a work-related instant message at 8 or 9 o'clock at night when we know our colleagues are sitting home as well. Work from home also appears to be spilling into the weekends. 10% employees who had the least collaboration pre-pandemic saw three times more collaboration on the weekends during the pandemic. This study largely mirrors what other research has already showed about remote work trends, and what many people have found to be true anecdotally. Microsoft is going to look at this study and try to find more creative ways to help teams communicate more effectively and more efficiently, and also keep an eye on balancing work and life. They're not super excited that people are seem to be working into the nights every night and across every weekend. It's really interesting data. I'll share a link to the study in the show notes. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear our full show archive, please visit hrhappyhour.net.